to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education, coaching, and consulting platform for real estate investors. What we do is we teach people how to build a second stream of income for themselves and their families using real estate. Everything from single-family homes to self-storage complexes, apartment complexes, commercial buildings, strip shopping centers, hotels, you name it. If it's a cash-flowing business, we're investing in it as long as it's backed by real estate. If you want to put what we teach in a nutshell, it's we're teaching our members what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class just can't. You know, the poor and middle class are poor and middle class. They don't know how to get rich, so they pass on the wrong beliefs about money to their kids, who pass it on to their kids, who pass it on to their kids. Hence the phrase, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, because the rich are passing on effective beliefs about money. And we discuss a lot of those beliefs here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I want to start today's show. Today's show, I'm going to tell you what to do if you have no money and you're starting out. And then I'm going to talk about what if you have 25 grand and you're starting out. I'm going to share with you what I recommend you do in both those circumstances. But first, I want to talk about leadership and children and really stopping this vicious cycle of the poor and middle class remaining poor and middle class. The poor middle class, at least when I was poor middle class, when I heard the phrase, the rich get richer, the poor get poor, it kind of gave the impression to me that the rich were actually trying to do something to hold down the poor. But in reality, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. They don't care. They're too busy making money. They're not going to try to hold down the middle class. The middle class hold themselves down by not reading, not attending seminars, not going to boot camps on building wealth or workshops, whatever. 70% of Americans don't read nonfiction books after high school or college, which means by the time you're 55, you're dumber than you were at 22 because you've forgotten a lot of what you knew at 22 and you haven't read anything since then. And I poke fun of this all the time, but I'll have people say, yeah, but I'm 55, I've got life experience. Yeah, you're broke, so it wasn't good life experience, so let that go. I want to talk again about leadership. And the first thing that hopefully everybody understands is that leadership is by example. A lot of people think that being a leader is using power and control to get your kids to behave a certain way, to get your kids to do certain things or whatever. That's not leadership. That's called dictatorship. You're a Nazi if you use that method. And the problem with that method, control, power, you know, yelling at your kid, demanding they behave a certain way, it creates rebels. If you had trouble with your teenager in those teen years, it wasn't just hormones, it wasn't sex, it was you. You used power and control on them, and they rebelled. See, if you had been leading by example, in other words, doing the right things with your life, they would have seen that, seen the results you were getting, and would willingly have behaved similar to you, which is how you want. Everybody wants their kids to behave like them. You know, it's really pretty vain. But that's how parents are. They really want their kids to be just like them, even though they're broke and 50 pounds overweight, smoking, and just crazy stuff. The first thing you have to remember is, well, the first thing is, of course, leadership is by example. The second thing that you really want to remember is that who you are speaks so loudly, your kids can't hear what you say. If you're sitting there 50 pounds overweight, broke, smoking a cigarette, and you tell your kid not to smoke cigarettes, to exercise, and go upstairs and study so you can be just like me, how dumb do you think your kid is that they would even listen to you? They're not. They're going to rebel. So, my sales pitch is this. You have to lead by example, and you have to love your kids. And remember, I'm talking about love, real love, which is a verb. It's something you do. The emotion of love only comes after the verb love. In other words, you commit an act of love, and your reward is the feeling of love. Most people have that backwards. They're expecting the feeling of love first before they take action. No, the action always precedes the feeling. In life, action always precedes the feeling. So, lead by example and love your kids. Here's why. It is your duty as the parent to not just survive financially, but to thrive. You have to do well financially to lead your children. If you're struggling, living paycheck to paycheck, you're going to retire broke. What have you taught your kids to struggle, live paycheck to paycheck, and retire broke? We'll talk more about this after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about leadership is by example and really kind of how rebels are created. It's not just hormones. It's not just teenage. It's you mishandled your kids. And I know that's painful. to admit, but it's important to understand this isn't a theory. You know, this is something that's in thousands of books out there. It is a fact. If you use power, your larger size, your control, the fact that you pay the bills and they only get money if you decide they get money, all those things, you use those to manipulate and control your kid, man, you are going to create a rebel. And that's where that came from. So, love your kids. It's your duty as a parent to not survive financially, because then you're just damning your kids to the same results. And I don't think any of you want your kids to suffer with the same fears and insecurities about money that we did. You want your kid to thrive, don't you? The best thing you can do, the most effective thing that you can do, is get out there, thrive, and then teach your children how you did it. It's that simple. And let me tell you, I love when parents come to me and go, my son won't listen to me. My daughter won't listen to me. And they're sitting across from me, 50 pounds overweight, broke. I mean, why? Where's your credibility? Why would they listen to you? Would you listen to you? Should you listen to you? No, this is one of my favorite. When people say it to me, you know, I throw up a little in my mouth. People will come and they'll go, yeah, I'm thinking about joining your group, but my wife and I have an agreement. Had it for 30 years. We never make a financial decision without talking to each other. Okay, so you've had that policy for 30 years. You're broke. And you think that's a good policy? Idiotic. It didn't work. You tried it for 30 years. Stop doing that. One of you has to be the leader. Sorry, men and women who are, oh, it's equality. It's just at my butt. There's always going to be a leader. And if you don't have a leader, that means you've got two leaders and nothing's ever going to get done. Nothing. Because you can always blame it on the other person. See, one of you has to have the huevos, I hope I said that right, to get off your butt and take responsibility and do something and lead by example. Get out there and make a decision to change your life financially. You can't hide behind your spouse when you're 65 and you can't retire. That's not going to float. So anyway, the gist of this conversation can be brought up with those two points. Lead by example. You've got to stay fit. You've got to not smoke and overdrink. You've got to do well financially, or you're teaching your kids the wrong things. Because who you actually are speaks louder than what you say. Way louder. So lead by example, love your kids, and teach them how to build wealth by building wealth for yourself first. Lead by example. To help you do that, if you have not already read this book, I will email you a copy This is the, without a doubt, the most powerful, the most life-changing wealth-building book there is. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. If you want a copy of that, email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And I'll actually send you a PDF of the book that you can literally print and read or just read it on your computer. It is based off of material that's thousands of years old. It worked thousands of years ago. It still works today. Money just doesn't change that much at all. So email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And yes, this is the book you need to give to your kids as well. Lead by example by reading it, and then get them to read it. And it will change both of your lives. Or go buy it on Amazon, buy the audio at audible.com, but get that material in your head. It will be life-changing. Guaranteed. Okay, phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me about building wealth for yourself and your family with real estate, please give me a call. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me a question at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, I'm trying to see if this is a question or a comment. This is a comment. I'll get to you after the radio show. Don't worry, you're allowed to send comments or questions. It's just this comment kind of has some personal information in it, so I don't want to read this on the air. I will email you after the radio show. Love your idea, but there's too much personal information in there. Okay, if you've got a question for me, it's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, here's an email question from Jill. Jill, on one of our rental homes, because Fannie Mae had put a hold on financing income properties. Yeah, no, Fannie Mae's still doing, I'm not sure where you're getting this information, Jill. If I'm not mistaken, Fannie Mae is fully operational. I didn't hear it. Put a hold on financing income properties. Will that knock out a tremendous amount of their business? I think it's 45%. I don't think this is true, because we're still buying with hard money loans and refinancing into Fannie Mae the following month or two. So I don't think this is true, Jill. I think you need to change banks. You need a mortgage company like we have. Jill, I would highly recommend joining over here. We have 6 different mortgage companies that you can shop that can get you financing 30-year mortgages on your rental property. So Jill, get over here, get enrolled. It's only $500, covers you for 2 years. And we've got banks that will finance your properties 30-year fixed. Okay. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. This next email is a gift card for Nico's Italian Restaurant. That wasn't from our show. Yeah, this is that gift certificate was not from our show. I'll email you after the show, though, Matt. Thank you for listening, but yeah, you did not win that gift card to Nico's Italian Restaurant from us. Let's see, this next question is, oh my gosh. But oh my Lord. Nathan, this is just a funny email. Somebody sent me a picture of a house full of 6,000 beer cans. And he says, you think your rental was trashed? And this isn't even Nathan's rental. It's just a funny photo. All right. We'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. At the top of the hour, I promised you I'd tell you what to do if you're starting off with no money and bad credit, and a listener reminded me I better get to that, so let's do that right now. When I first started, I had bad credit and no money. I was working 60 hours a week. They came in to cut my pay by 20 grand a year, and that woke me up that I wanted to, you know, not be dependent on a job for my income. And so I started doing the research on real estate investing. And I bought every set of books and CDs that I could off late night TV and learned a skill called wholesaling. Wholesaling, and I teach that in my $500 Saturday class. Wholesaling requires no credit and no cash. You can do it without credit or cash. And what wholesaling is, what I did was I lined up a group of about 24 real estate agents and about 20 wholesalers that knew me by name, knew what I was looking for, and would bring me deals. Then I joined a real estate investor group like Total Wealth Academy, so I had people to sell them to once I found them. Then what I would do is I would analyze the deal, get a rehab bid, put the deal together so it was perfect, get the property under contract, and then go present it to this list of 40 or so investors that I had. And it never took me more than about, I think the longest it ever took was 2 days, 48 hours to sell the deal. But that's wholesaling. You get a deeply discounted property, get it under contract, and then sell it to an investor for what's called a finder's fee. A finder's fee. My finder's fee ranged from $5,000 all the way to $40,000. It just depends on the size of the deal and the amount of profit in the deal. So I was making anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000 a month doing that as a wholesaler. And needless to say, that allowed me to quit my job very quickly. So if you have no money and bad credit, you're really the only thing that I know of that's legit and you can run a business off of is wholesaling. Now, some of you are going to say, well, wait a second, what about zero down deals? What about assumptions? What about owner finance deals with zero down and so on? Those things do exist, but they are so rare that I don't see somebody being able to run a business off of them. That it's just, there's not enough of that out there for somebody to, one, find the right deal, and then go, okay, here's a great deal. Is it owner finance? No. Okay, lost that one. Find the next deal. Here's a great deal. Is it owner finance? No. Lost that one. And they go through 10 or 20, 30 before they find one that's owner financed. Then they go, does it have a low or no down payment? No. Knock out 30 or 40 more deals because they're not zero down or low down payment. See what I mean? It's really difficult to find a deal that meets all of those parameters. Whereas when you're selling to a group of, say, 40 investors like I described, they've got cash or they've got access to mortgages, hard money loans, conventional loans, whatever. They put up the money. They put up the earnest money. They close the deal. They do everything. You don't have to use any of your money or credit. So to me, that's really the only credible thing that I can think of or have past experience with that you can do if you don't have money or credit. So there's the answer to the no money, no credit. You're going to have to wholesale like I did to get started. But what if you've got $25,000 or more in a savings account or in an IRA or in a 401k, you know, not doing much for you? This one's simple. Go buy a single family house. The average out-of-pocket for the single family houses we're buying right now is between $20,000 and $25,000. So you can pick one up. You're going to make about $400 a month cash flow off of that. You're going to pick up about $20,000 or so equity, which is almost 100% rate of return. And it will really be your first step. It'll be your first piece of residual income or second stream of income, and it will be your first step towards retirement. To determine if that's true, what you do is, in your head, imagine that you quit your job tomorrow, or you get fired or downsized or they close your office, and you're not allowed to go back to work. How much money do you have coming in every month? The answer to that is how effective you have been at preparing for retirement. If you say, Steve, if I quit my job tomorrow, I'd have no money coming in. Well, then you've been completely ineffective at building a retirement income. Don't beat yourself up about it, but recognize what you've done. If you buy one stinking little rent house that makes you $400 a month cash flow for the rest of your life, you will have done more to retire yourself than the last 20 years of work. Does that make sense? Because it's your first permanent residual second stream of income, retirement income. And again, you probably pick up 20, let's just say you pick up 25,000. You put 25,000 in, you picked up $25,000 equity, boom, 100% rate of return. The $400 a month is $4,800 divided by the 25,000 you got in it. That's a 20% rate of return. And what you want to do, I just showed you, and I've only shown you two ways that real estate makes you money. It makes you money four ways. Just with those two, that's 120% rate of return the first year that you own the property. Ask yourself, are you getting 120% rate of return on your 401k right now? How about your IRA? How about the stock market? You're not. So it's a great place to have your money. It's a great step towards retirement or financial independence, which is the real goal. Retirement is not the goal. But it's your first true wealth-building endeavor. And it's pretty hard to goof up. If you take a course like mine on real estate investing, doesn't have to be mine, but take one of the courses on real estate investing, and you go out there and you follow what you learn in the class, it's really hard to mess these things up. You know, every time I've seen somebody mess up a real estate deal, they tell me everything they did wrong. I kid you not. I'll have people in my office go, yeah, before I joined Total Wealth Academy, I bought 3 rent properties, but I did it all wrong. And then they tell me everything they did wrong. It's hard to goof this up if you have the wisdom and the humbleness to realize you need to take a course on this so you do it right the first time. Okay, anybody has questions for me, any comments, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go to another question here. Oh, that's the same one, the funny picture of the trashed house. This one is not a question, kind of a statement. Oh, I wish you didn't want to remain anonymous. This guy's got 1, 8, 20, it looks like somewhere around 50 rental houses. And he says, basically it's just a story about how scared he was the very first time he did a deal. He wishes he had somebody like me on his team. When he did his first deal, he wouldn't have been as afraid. And he's encouraging you to not be afraid. Get out there and start building your wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. And one single family home is a great step towards financial independence. So I really appreciate that, Anonymous. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see. Next, this is just a sales pitch for private money. Please don't send me advertisements. Okay. All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll be in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, please give me a call. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to The Voice of Texas, AM 700. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at gettotalwealth.com. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. We are in the final segment of the show, so please call now. Please don't wait till 2:58 as the show's ending, which people have a tendency to do. So call me now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Southwest Houston now and talk to Barry, who's been kind enough to call in. Barry, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Steve? Thank you
Excellent.
So much for taking my call, sir.
My pleasure. How can I help?
Thanks. My question today is, Steve, that, you know, the average single-family home right now is above $250,000. And if you do purchase that, how are you going to break and make a profit because the price is so high, or this is not a good time to purchase a single-family property?
Well, Barry, it sounds like you just described going and paying full price for the house, and that would not work. You're right. Right. We don't. What we are doing is we're finding the disasters, in the, especially in this market. We're finding houses that need $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, even $80,000 worth of work. So that $250,000 house, we may be picking up for $100,000, $120,000. We put $80,000 in it. We got $200,000 in it, plus closing costs and holding costs. We got $220,000 in it. That's how we're buying those houses. We're picking up $30,000 equity the day we close the deal, and the positive cash flow is going to be around $400 a month. But in your question, Barry, probably you're worried about maintenance costs too. It's like, hey, if I buy this house, there's going to be some expenses to maintain it. Well, the $400 a month cash flow is after holding $300 a month for maintenance and vacancy. As far as the maintenance goes, we just put $80,000 into the deal. That property is in perfect condition. New AC, new roof, new plumbing. It's just perfect. So your maintenance costs are going to be very, very low to almost none the first 2, 3, 4 years. But go ahead and leave a $300 a month reserve until you get to about $8,000 in reserves per house. Then you can start taking the $300 as cash flow, and now you have $700 a month cash flow instead of $400. But does that make sense, Barry? We're not paying $250,000 for $250,000 houses.
Okay, I mean, the property that you're just describing, you don't see those property, you know, more often. That they're very small percentage, and it's very hard to find. You know, you don't find those property that you're describing that easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy, Barry. You're right. Yeah, yeah, it takes work, especially in today's market, Barry. And right, you're feeling this pain. Is that prices are outrageous right now?
Right.
51% of homes are selling above asking price. So, right. Yeah, we're probably doing one-third, Barry, of the deals that we will do after the correction. My hope is that the correction comes sometime middle of next year.
Okay, do you think at any time it would slow down, maybe that by the end of this year?
Yeah, the foreclosure moratorium is over.
Right.
So the banks are starting to start the foreclosure process. But that won't really have an effect until October or November.
Of this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for asking, answering my question, Steve. Thank you.
My pleasure, Barry. Thank you for the great question. And that, thank you. And that is a great question, because so many people think that the way that you buy real estate is you go out and buy a perfect property at full price and just wait for it to go up in value, and that's how you make money. No, please don't do that. That's called speculation. That's not investing. Remember, buy low, sell high is speculation, not investing. We are buying low, leasing them out, and generating cash flow. That is an investment. Now, let's say that I found that deal, but I could pick it up for $70,000 and it only needed, well, we could say $80,000 work. So 7 plus 8 is $150,000. Now we're going to have $10,000 or $20,000 in closing costs and holding costs and things like that. So that's $170,000. You're all in at $170,000 and it's worth $250,000. You would not rent that out. There's too much equity there. You would go ahead and flip that and pull your $25,000 out that you put down on the deal, plus another $70,000 minus realtor costs, So you may only pull 50, but you put up 25, and 3 months, 4 months later, you pull out 50. That's a 200% rate of return. Let's say it took you 6 months. That actually equals a 400% rate of return annualized. Okay, let's talk to Joanna now, calling from Clear Lake. Joanna, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you, Steve?
Excellent. Thank you. How can I help?
I have a question. Is this a good time to buying the business right now? Because the reason is my husband, we lost a job. So we were thinking we should invest in some type of business. So is this a good time to buy a business right now? Because it's since the second round of COVID.
You know, it depends. This is such a tough question, Joanna, because it depends on the business you're buying. What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking like more like, you know, fast food, like a sandwich and stuff like that.
Are you thinking of doing a franchise or opening your own business?
Franchise.
Franchise. Okay. I'm not a franchise expert by any stretch of the imagination. However, I do have friends that own 60 Taco Bells. I think that they would say, yes, now is a good time. Because I think a lot of people, Joanna, are fear-based, and I bet you money they're not selling as many Taco Bells as they were in 2019. So there's few of them being built, and I think, you know, with my expertise, I'm a real estate investor, so it's better to ask me about real estate, but I still love the fact that you're thinking about being an entrepreneur. I love the fact that you're wise, say, look, on my first deal, I'm going to do a franchise. Yeah, I think it's a good time.
So you think it's a good time to, you know, like sometime like when you say in real estate, now it's going low, and you buy a low time, like, you know, when I think it's like the house was like really low. I think it's in a year, like not a year, but like 5 or 10 years ago when
right.
the market was crashed. So
yeah, that was 2008 through 12.
Yes, yes. So basically, I'm thinking the same way, like business-wise. If right now is people trying to afraid of like COVID and they're not making that much money, so maybe we try to invest in business and wait later on and then it going up. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a good idea, but not what you just said. That almost, Joanna, sounded like a speculative comment. Well, it's going to go up. Joanna, don't do the deal unless it's going to make you money today. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Don't buy it. Say, oh, we'll break even for a couple of years and then it'll go up. No, make sure that if it's Taco Bell, that they have set you up to win. And they're going to make sure that you make money from month two forward.
Okay. Another question I have for you is, I'm reading a lot about real estate, and I was thinking, if I have some money, I would like to invest in Florida, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, you're buying it like a hotel and then it's a condo and then you rent it out like for a summer. Is that a good idea too?
Yeah, it is. It takes some education, but certainly. But I will tell you this, if you're in Clear Lake, I wouldn't go to Florida. I'd do it in Clear Lake.
The reason why I was thinking in Florida, because I was thinking hire people manage and then I just pay them and then basically, I get more income than I will renting somewhere in here. That's what I would thought.
Yeah, I think you're going to get pretty good cash flow here in Texas. It's one of the best states to be investing. But don't let me discourage you from investing in Florida. Either way, Joanna, heads you win, tails you win. I just think it'd be easier to control and manage, and I would prefer that you invest in Clear Lake.
Oh, Clear Lake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, do you have anything in mind that you suggest?
Well, I have to tell
you,
it's the end of the show. They're playing the music. Fire me an email and we can talk some more. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.